Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm grabbing some Grubhub. Wait, DoorDash? Grubhub?
Okay.
Anybody want a heaping cup of urine? Anybody want...
I don't need another one, actually.
I was wondering why he wanted to make sure that you got the company.
I got the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a Grubhub driver. We want to talk about, like, your delivery drama. Like, we've all had some form of run-in with, like, a delivery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I had friends. They ordered to go from a pizza place that's kind of fancy, not a chain.
Okay.
So they had to use like DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever. And the person, the pizza just looked a little off.
Oh no. Okay.
I never look at it long enough to know.
They had done the thing where they must have had their own pizza cutter.
Oh, and there's like a slice missing?
You can take a slice out and shove it back together.
Because you like just cut a strip in the middle.
Yes. If you yeah. take a whole strip, it's exactly what you do. You don't know how you know it. And if you take two strips, if you do plus sign,
yeah.
you can just shove it. Whoop,
yep.
Shove it back together. And they're like, this feels like... And they measured it. And the pizza was smaller. It was just kind of rattling around in the box. And they figured out that they had taken a strip out of... Plus, you could see like the track. In the cardboard.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're just doing that all night while they're just taking a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, a couple fries here.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're delivering Five Guys, you steal some fries.
Yeah, they're not going to notice.
Nobody needs that many fries.
You know what? That one's okay. Go ahead.
Do Five Guys close it though? Because like now Jersey Mike's puts the like a sticker on it.
Yeah, the sticker is the way to go. I hate there are some places that staple it closed, and I hate that because I can never get the staple out, and then it just falls into the bag, and then the staple's just in the fries somewhere.
Why don't you just rip the bag?
Yeah, rip the bag, bro.
I have great reverence when I order food. I'm not just ripping the bag.
You said you don't look at pizza long enough to tell if a piece is missing.
You don't have any reverence. Well, you're just horking. Just rip the bag, bro. So if you haven't heard about it, a delivery driver in Utah accidentally... He was delivering Chick-fil-A. None of this is Chick-fil-A's fault.
A Chick-fil-A milkshake, to be specific.
The guy ordered fries and a shake from... just fries and a shake from Chick-fil-A? What the hell is wrong with you?
For delivery, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I always just throw some extra stuff in it. You're coming all this way.
Yeah, no. I order a gallon of lemonade. I don't get drinks because then my son likes the frosted lemonade, and I feel like it's going to be...
Those are so good.
Are they good?
Yeah.
What is it, like ice cream and lemonade?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I don't know that that would be good.
Oh, yeah, it would be good. It would be good, for sure.
All right, Chick-fil-A, send over some frosted lemonades. Anyway, the guy accidentally... I don't know how. So he still peed into the cup, though. He peed into it.
Yeah, he relieves himself well because he works long hours delivering food. So he's got these cups in his car that he that he fills up as he needs.
So you don't fill the same cup that you're delivering. Like fill an Aquafina cup. Or, you know what I'm saying? You don't fill a Chick-fil-A cup because then the
dude don't want it to be like a company that you can
accidentally.
Yeah.
So he delivered the drink and the fries to this dude. The dude takes a swig and goes, I don't think that's a shake. I think that's pee.
Oh my God.
I know, he really took a swig.
He took a swig.
No, no.
Expecting a cold milkshake and instead got a...
So then the security camera footage talking to the guy going, hey man, did you just deliver pee? And he goes out to his car. He's like, oh yeah, I guess I did.
Oh my God.
So he had to switch it back out. So this is what we'd like to do with this interesting story. We want you to tell us, like, they stole some of your pizza. They delivered a warm cup of pee. They did, like, something. If you've had drama with a delivery, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
We've had a lot of just kind of silly ones where it feels like you could watch them on the app now, which is almost, mm-hmm. I think it's too bad because you can see them not turn into your neighborhood. Yeah. And you're like, where are they going? And then they just get further and further away. And then, so I don't even know if it's accurate or not, but now you're stressing out because you just think, oh, they're going away. But the one that sticks out the most to me was we had ordered from a pizza place and they had some deal where you got a 2-liter. And so we ordered that and then they get there and there's no 2-liter. And the driver was like, oh yeah, I left it at the store. And we're like, oh. And he goes, do you want me to go get it or?
Oh my God.
And we were like,
Yeah,
kinda. I mean, I could go, I guess, but I mean,
that would defeat the whole purpose of why I paid you.
You've already got the thing on the top of your car. You could just go yourself. Like, I don't, why is it my fault that you forgot what
but
we
wait,
ordered?
Was it, you said he had the thing on the car, so he worked for that company.
I think he did, yeah.
It wasn't like a third party.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta
oh
go.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, you gotta
yeah.
go.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but. Yeah.
Yeah, I paid for.
But now we feel bad because we're making this.
You don't feel bad.
I did.
Did you let him off the hook?
No. I don't know. I don't remember.
You wouldn't have brought it back fast. You were probably done horking down your pizza by that
time. Yeah, it didn't line up with the.
You were probably mostly done horking down the pizza while you were having the conversation with him.
Exactly.
You're like, so where's the.
Look, at this point, I'll take a cup of pee. I'm desperate.
When you talk about following them, I remember we were in Kansas City, my son and I, watching a football game, and we ordered Steak Shack, and you can do the, like, for $2.99 extra or whatever, you go, fast pass. Like, no, like, normally, like,
Grubhub,
they have seven other things. It's like, I'm yours. So I watch them. They're at Steak Shack. They pick up my thing.
Shake Shack.
Yeah. Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Shake Shack. Yeah. Burgers.
Okay.
Crinkle fries. That place.
Steak and Shake is also burgers, but.
But not crinkly?
I don't
know. No, they have the
know.
Little, the skinny ones.
Okay.
Oh.
Then we watch them drive around Kansas City for 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And then we're like texting the driver and like, still waiting at the restaurant. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh, no, they're lying.
They 100%
lying.
Oh, wow.
I mean.
Did you tell him, like, buddy, we're...
You know, I was like, that's not always accurate. And I'm like, okay, you're not over in the Power and Light District right now?
Oh my gosh.
You're not at Tom's Big Deck enjoying a really tall Coors Light? Like, so it was cold.
I'm
shaking
your meal out on the town.
He did. He took the meal all over town. So then I went down to the lobby and waited at the curb for them to pull up. I was like, I can't wait any longer.
I've never paid for the extra, like the primo, because it just feels like, it feels like you'll never know. It's one of those things you never know if it, just like if you get extra something, like I got extra cookie dough, you never really know. Is it extra? Is it normal?
I don't know. Like at Jersey Mike's, if you say extra meat, you can tell. There's extra.
It's like double?
Yeah, it's like a lot of meat.
Okay. Okay. Good.
All right.
That's good to know.
Noted.
All right. If you've had drama with a delivery driver, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you've had drama with a delivery driver, we'd love to hear what it was. Now that the fact that the guy took a swig of the...
I thought he figured it out prior to that.
I feel like, so if you missed it, he was a guy ordered a shake and fries from Chick-fil-A, and then the guy also pees in a Chick-fil-A cup. Anyway, I would feel like as I picked it up,
you would be able to tell,
right? It would have a little heat.
It would have heat and more sloshiness than I would want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, you pick up a shake.
Zero slosh.
Zero slosh.
Because it's a shake. It's frozen. Versus
right.
Yeah. Liquid.
A cup of pee.
I would crack the lid and take a peek before I just took a swig. I'm with you.
Or there's no whipped cream with the cherry.
Maybe he did top it off with whipped cream and a cherry.
Stop.
So if you've had delivery drama, we want to talk to you. Amanda, delivery drama.
Yeah, so we had ordered some pizzas for my son's 5-year-old birthday party, you know, 6 or 8 pizzas to be delivered at whatever time, 4 o'clock. And it's getting later and later. It's after 4:30, 5 o'clock, calling the company, calling DoorDash. We see the guy on tracking and he's stopped, you know, like 20 minutes away from us for like an hour. He doesn't come.
Oh, no.
Finally, he starts moving and we're like, oh, okay, kids are getting hungry. Everyone's antsy. He starts moving. He's coming. Shows up at the party. He's baked out of his mind. Opens the door. A giant cloud of smoke follows him out as he delivers our pizzas. And, you know, luckily they were all in the box. And
they were?
Not a strip cut out of them. But,
but he didn't eat one whole pizza? If he was baked, you would think he would have had a snack.
You just one slice out of everyone, dude. You don't even know.
Dude, if there's...
Barely functioning by the time he delivered.
Please tell me you got a discount that day.
No, everyone said it wasn't their fault. DoorDash said it wasn't on them. The company said it wasn't on them.
And a 5-year-old birthday party, time is ticking.
Like,
they are ready to eat.
Yep. When you're at DEFCON 5, there's nothing left. You let them have goldfish. You let them have the cupcakes ahead of time. Yeah. No, that's horrible. Thank you, Amanda. Rachel.
Yay.
Delivery drama. What do you got?
My friends and I were watching football and decided to order one of those massive boxes of tacos from Taco Bell.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, it makes sense, but they all showed up with just lettuce and cheese, no meat.
Think the guy scooped out the meat? What is your meat theory? I need to hear, or did he have a straw and just put it at the bottom of the tacos and where was the meat?
I literally have no idea. It's like they made them, I don't know. It was,
Oh, and you're so excited.
Oh,
and then
you box of tacos. Oh, thank you, Rachel. Lita.
Yay.
Delivery drama, what happened?
Okay, so this was a few years ago, but I was working one night. I wasn't home when this happened, but my roommate ordered some DoorDash, you know, as you do.
Yep.
And you know how you can see the little map of, where the driver is going? Basically, this driver was driving around in circles for, 30 minutes. And by the time they got to the apartment, my roommate was like, hey, so why were you just, driving around for no reason? And she started allegedly throwing him a bunch of attitude. And he told her to kill herself.
What?
And my DoorDash address, my address got banned from DoorDash.
Your address did?
So you got in trouble for this guy not being able to find your house?
Correct, because my roommate had told the person to kill herself when she had given a lot of attitude.
Oh, my
God. And a few days later, I went to order DoorDash, and I couldn't. And I was like, hey, do you happen to know why I can't order food? And
he
told me the story.
You asked one of the drivers to, that's not correct.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Why would you tell someone that?
We have to move. We need a new address.
I would move. What choice do you have? Yeah. I don't want to drive to get my own food.
Switch apps, dude.
Oh, yeah. But not everything's on both apps. Yeah. So there's certain places that
petition
only...
Petition the city, maybe?
No. I mean, what's that bird? What's that place we just ate some of their
bird
food? Bird Call.
Bird Call
is on one app and not on the other.
Mm.
Because I've had Bird Call. Oh, my God.
Then make it your neighbor's address and just walk over.
Yeah, but you get busted if you do that. I've gotten busted doing that.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's because they're like, you can't. I've tried to meet them two blocks away. There was a Vietnamese place that was so close. I know this sounds like a Seinfeld episode, but I swear it happened. So I didn't want to drive clear over to where they are because it's over at 104th in Colorado. So I would drive a little way and pretend that was where I lived. And they're like, you don't live here. Sorry, Brad?
Yai.
Delivery drama, what happened?
So I was pretty intoxicated one night, ordered food for me and my fiance, went out to wait for the driver to go have a cigarette. I was just going to wait for the driver. Driver gets out wearing full female lingerie. It is a dude with long hair and a beard.
Uh-huh. You haven't said said the drama yet.
I guess you're right.
So
comes up to me, hands me the food, and completely, utterly shocked. He just says, "I'm sorry, man." Runs back to his car, drives off.
So we don't have a backstory.
That. It wasn't food drama. It was driver drama.
All right.
Did you get your apps mixed up or something?
What app would that be?
I don't know.
Paul?
Yai.
Delivery drama. What do you got?
Okay. I was a delivery pizza driver for Black Jack Pizza.
Oh, boy.
And I got an order for 5 pies, and it was in the White Fence Farm and Upper Echelon community over there in Thornton,
yeah,
or Northland or wherever. But anyway, I show up and I got my 5 pies and I ring the doorbell, and about 7 or 8 pretty good looking cougars answered the door. Huh. And they insisted that I come in with the pizzas. And I, being a happily married man, said, "Nah, I'm sorry, I can't come in." And they all got really upset. And like,
they wanted to live out the...
They got their apps confused too. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
All right. Feeling a little saucy today.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say like that.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is News or Nope.
Good evening. A very special day today. A day of reverence, I believe, actually. November 4th is National Easy Bake Oven Day. Mm. It was the day in which...
News. I'm saying news.
Yeah.
Have we just stopped doing the news or nope? Okay, let me just... Can I just have a show meeting real quick?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it just news no matter what? But if I absolutely hate it, I can veto it with nope. I don't think I have to say news.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I think I can say... If you guys hit us with something that's just... bad.
Yeah, because we've gotten into a little bit of a rhythm here. We know what you like.
Yeah, I think it's better. So I think it's implied that it's news. But if you come on with something, like you have some things that you're interested in, TAC, that I think I'd probably veto.
Okay, sure.
Less so for Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just trying to suck up. Okay, sorry. Well, Easy Bake Oven.
Yes, November 4th was the day in which the toy oven, Easy Bake Oven, was originally released way back in 1963. So we honor this day and... Maybe have some.
Have you ever eaten anything from it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It just got done cooking.
No lie. It's a light bulb.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I always wanted one and we just never got it.
Really?
I had plans to just make brownies nonstop in my room.
They were so bad that they were good.
They were just bad. Like, I think my cousins, Cammy and Robin, had one.
I loved them.
And like, I think it's just like eating cookie. You're just eating cookie dough.
Yeah.
It's just warmed up cookie dough.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yes. No, if you made it with eggs, you could die. So,
No, isn't it? It's actually the flour.
That's
the raw flour that gives you salmonella, not egg.
How would you get salmonella?
Maybe that's the wrong thing. I don't know. It gives you some.
No, it's from the egg.
No, it's the raw flour.
It says on the product, TAC, will you Google and stop? Like, here's my thing. It's where do you get salmonella from?
Oh, did I say salmonella?
You did.
Sorry.
You get it from chicken.
If it contains raw eggs or raw flour. In a rare moment here on News or Nope, you're both right and wrong.
Woo!
How could flour have anything to do with it? Or maybe the flour is what
How
it sits
could
in?
Flour have anything?
No, it's just okay. All right, are you done? Good.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, that's
okay.
Cook up something nice for your family. With an Easy Bake Oven today to celebrate.
She's run out of news bed. I have to start it over.
If they still make them, I think we should get one. And
I'll absolutely buy one. Or we could just get a very strong lamp.
Either way, I need to learn to cook.
Good evening. I do have some sad news. At the age of 91, Mr. Quincy Jones has passed.
Man, I want to say nope on this one. This hurts my soul.
I know. This one hurt
He's
really bad.
He's a legend.
Absolute legend.
Did you watch the We Are the World documentary?
No, I actually
haven't. It's actually, it's worth a watch. It's like, it was a night, like it was like the Grammys or something. So they knew everybody was in town and like.
Because they didn't want to tell him what it was for, right? It was a secret.
And Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones like pulled everybody in and it was just like. Wow. It's pretty incredible because like, I forget who was supposed to.
There was a lot of drama with it, right? Because someone wanted a solo or something, but it was given to someone else.
I think Prince was supposed to be there and I think he bounced.
Oh.
And because he bounced, Huey Lewis got his line.
Oh.
That was Prince's line. And then people were mad at Cyndi Lauper's line, but I thought Cyndi crushed it. She's the one who's like, well, realize. She's like, she's Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She didn't like sing it straight like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Quincy's the one who orchestrated that, produced it. And he's, I mean.
That's cool.
The number of artists he's responsible for their biggest hits.
Oh, for sure.
And like Jacob Collier was one of his latest, not latest, Jacob's been around for a while, but like Quincy Jones heard him doing Stevie Wonder. And if you don't know who Jacob Collier is, if you're any bit of a musician, you should go check out Jacob Collier. He's one of the most brilliant. But anyway, RIP Quincy.
Yeah.
That's, he died like this morning or last night or something?
I think it was last night.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah.
RIP Quincy.
Good evening. Good news for all of us gift givers like myself.
You said us and like myself. You took credit so many times in that sentence that you're really trying. I don't remember the last thing you bought. No, you have bought. You do. God dang it. You are a good gift giver.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, but I am bad at wrapping them, but that's a good thing. It says that if you wrap your presents badly, your friends will like them even more because it just shows you're just, you know, you're trying your best.
It is wholesome, but there is something special about getting that professionally wrapped with the bow going around like the whole thing. I love that
Can we have another show meeting real quick?
Oh.
So earlier I said I'm not going to announce whether it's news. I'll only say nope.
Mm.
But I'd like to also kind of maybe guide you guys towards what news stories we're thinking about. So this part of the show is when like we only do stories about, oh, that guy stole something weird and maybe we can take calls from listeners about the stupid stealing they've done or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That story from T-Hack had no real value other than to bolster himself as a good gift giver and make himself look better for sucking at wrapping gifts. So if your story is 100% self-serving, maybe don't tell it, you know? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
I think it feels like you coming on going,
good evening, redheads are better at everything. It's like, that doesn't...
She's done that before.
She has?
I'll just take my badly wrapped gift back. I thought it was topical because okay, it's her bed. I'm done.
Good evening. It turns out that people who decorate for Christmas earlier are happier. So go ahead, put up your tree, put up everything.
Yeah.
Let's go. Wrap up your presents. Terribly, and then...
Does anyone in the room have it up yet? That's all I'm asking.
No.
No. We got the Halloween stuff taken down. That was step one, and then we'll get to it. I needed a break. There's a lot of bins down in the basement I got to carry up. It's really it's really the husband holiday, I think, because we got to carry all those bins.
The day after Halloween is a lot for husbands.
Yeah. I got to stretch. I got to work.
Enough self-serving about TX.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What? Tiak, I feel like you've been in the closet and you want to come out.
In a way.
You're a soda drinker.
I am.
And you feel like people...
I don't like the way that you said that. It's very like
he's
derogatory.
He's still ashamed about it.
I do. People think I'm immature. They think whiskey in that Coke? Like, no, just Coke. And they're like, come on, tell me you have a drinking problem instead. Like, don't let me down like this. You drink soda?
You honestly believe that as a grown person, people look at you sideways because you consume soda at the volume that you do?
Yes, I do.
That one felt intentional.
It wasn't. I'm just saying, like, I never drink soda. Like,
ever. Yeah, unless it's in you make a mixed drink or something, right?
Like, I'll have 7-Up with Maker's Mark. But that's it.
Mm-hmm. But even if you go, like, you go to Five Guys or something, you get food all the time, In-N-Out, like, you don't get a Coke?
I don't get a drink.
You don't get a Coke with, like, a burger
ever.
And fry?
Oh. Ever. That's so disgusting.
So what do you drink?
Water?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
No, for a meal like a burger and fries, it's so nice to just have a Diet Coke.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm a diabetic. Sorry.
I know, because I love it when people are like, yo, dude, a double, make it a quad by four, and then animal fries, then a hunk of lard.
And a Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's like, what? Oh, you're watching your weight. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Okay. You don't do diet, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Look at me.
See, I'm so proud of you.
Like, thank you.
Just own it.
Yeah.
But like, apparently soda's back in style, so you don't have to hide anymore. Like, it's okay to like soda again.
It still feels embarrassing. Where I feel it the most, honestly, is if my wife and I will get a night out and we'll go to like a fancier restaurant and she'll get a glass of wine or something like that.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll do a Coke. And they look at me like... Do you want the bendy straw or how are we doing this?
Like, really?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What if you're in a 12-step program? Like, that's rude. They don't know your story.
Yeah.
Actually be.
I agree. I think to me, it's not weird. To me, it's normal because it's the same thing. I'm getting a really nice meal. I really want a Coke. And I'm trying to cut back on soda, like on the in-between meals. It used to just be kind of nonstop, foot on the gas. Okay. But now I'm trying to just enjoy it with like a pairing almost.
Okay, but then I am going to jump on board with Aaron here. I understand how if you've been pre-trained, pre-conditioned, because McDonald's does an incredible job of this,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, oh, somebody's holding that quarter pounder and the fries are like so stiff, sticking out of the top of the box. And then the Coke is doing that thing.
With the tiny little bubbles.
They're coming out of the top.
Yeah.
They're just like, that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you just described a nice meal. Like, you're out with your wife. To imagine eating a filet mignon, rare plus, with a Coke. Is like insulting to the chef.
Yeah.
So what should I order?
Red wine.
But what if I don't want to drink? What, just water then? There's no in between. Like, I can't get an apple juice. That's worse.
Could you do like a lemonade or no? I'm sorry. A tea, an iced tea. That's what I meant. Is that better?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sparkling water.
Grape juice in a wine glass. What?
Chocolate?
No, you got to be better, man. You got to go to the next step.
What's the next? Get some in the Coke? Mix it with something?
No, I don't know the right
because
answer.
Because I also think that everyone who is sober curious, or like, there's been an awesome sobriety movement, and I want to make people feel comfortable with that. But also, if you have a steak rare plus and you're getting, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
you're
know.
Like,
well, this we brought it up. I don't understand people do the soda machines at home. It's like Soda Stream. Is that what it's called? Where you can make. So at first I thought I might get on the board with that because it's like, oh, I could still get my soda.
So
but
you could hide.
Yeah, I could hide.
Because I'm going to say this. Well, I am judgy. Oh my God, this is terrible. I shouldn't say it out loud. You ever at the store and you look at somebody's cart and you're like, and in their cart is like 14 cases of Mountain Dew, 3 cases of Dr. Pepper. And you're just like, guys, you got to break out of this. Like you
No,
like,
because I've been that person for like a graduation party or like, so I just think that, oh, they've got something
going
on.
It's like Tuesday night at 10:30.
But there's like, a deal and no, maybe that was the only time that they had to run
like
errands.
Four for $5 or something.
Yeah, that's a sick deal.
Yeah. I look at other people's cards for ideas for my own card.
Oh my God, see, that's I do the opposite. I'm just like,
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I think that's what the Soda Stream was invented for, is so you can go underground. Okay. So nobody knows about your...
Well, and I thought it was kind of like a little healthier because don't you make it with water or something?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Okay. So, how's it healthier? Isn't it still carbonated water with syrup?
Yeah, so I have one and
oh God, you're a diabetic.
Yeah, I use it to make just flavored sparkling water.
Okay. But now, don't they sell just the real flavors?
They do. You can get like
now?
Mountain Dew in a little thing, and it's just like concentrate.
Why
so you add it
just
to the
buy
water.
Mountain Dew?
I don't know. I feel like
soda's popular
again. Stronger. I can do it up.
So you no? Can you?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I'm in.
Because you are in control of how much of the flavor you add in after.
Oh, I might just drink the packet.
Oh my God! Can please do
the Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Other people's problems. OPP for short. What do we got today, Tiak?
We have Tiffany. She has been kind of lying for a while, and is it time to come clean or not? We're going to help her determine.
Let's just get this straight. She's coming on a radio show to ask if she should. This seems well thought through. Yep. Tiffany?
Yay.
Yay.
What's happening? How can we help?
Okay, a few years ago, I got into bad credit card debt, and my husband had no idea, and to be honest, I was just really scared that he would leave me if he found out, and
Were you just running to the mailbox every day and like hiding the bill? How does your significant other not realize you're in debt?
Well, I am a part-timer, so I have more time on my hands, so I take a little bit more of the, like, I pay the bills, and I, do a little bit more of the household chores and stuff, you know, so I was very good at, I was very ashamed of it, so, I tucked my tail between my legs, and I went to my parents. Mm-hmm. And they gifted me enough money to pay off the debt, and they had one condition. Well, okay, one and a half. They were like, you have to get your finances in order and never do that again. And I completely, that was like, no question. And the other condition was I had to tell my husband.
Oh.
And I was like, absolutely. And
you told them you would?
Yeah. Yeah, I told them that I would tell him. And
she needed the money.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm just sorry. Your parents. It's two things. Like, if I have to tell him, I could get the money from him. I'm getting it from you, so
I
don't have to tell him.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make that a rule. Like, that's you just. True. I'm going under the table to keep it.
Yeah.
Under the table.
Yeah, work with me. But she doesn't really have any. What's her leverage? And they're just like, well, then go to him. I don't know.
But you told them that you would.
He doesn't believe in debt. He doesn't, like, if you can't afford it, you don't buy it.
Can I just ask, and you don't have to answer, Tiffany. I mean, you're already on the air, and we're trying not to use enough details. But, like, I've known people where one of the two of them did the exact same thing that you did. And I almost blame the other one as much because it's like, where do you think they got the set of katana swords and the new boat or the jet ski? It's like, how do you, like, you can play dumb for a while, but it's like, how do you think you afforded that trip to Guatemala?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You got to have your nose a little bit more in the books, even if you're not the one doing them. Correct. To at least kind of.
So he is a little bit, not he's to blame, but he's culpable because he's just like, oh, I didn't notice that she all of a sudden had all these expensive bags or nice shoes. It's like, mm-hmm. you can't.
I thought I got a raise.
Right.
No.
But so he didn't notice, or I guess what I was going to ask is, what were you blowing the money on that he didn't notice? You don't have to say.
I feel like it's too identical. I mean, you know, I don't know. Okay. Maybe people do this all the time. I don't know, but I'm just too nervous.
Okay. Don't tell us, but it's just.
Okay.
But what, like, do you have a gamble? No, okay. A gambling habit or something? Like, I don't.
Like, an underlying problem.
It was just some stupid decisions that coincided with a job change. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Just being your basic, you know, stupid decisions with finances.
You're beating yourself. Yeah. It's fine. You don't have to. We got it. You're sorry.
Like, I was front row at every Eras show in North America.
And then I was like, no, I'm not. I've got to.
Okay.
So, Michael, but the problem is they're coming to visit. They're coming in from Arizona. And, to be honest, I am a terrible liar, and I'm just nervous that the topic will come up and I'll be caught. I have been like exemplary with my finances since this happened, but I'm still lying to the both of them.
Okay, let's get the phone number 303-222-5423 or text into 51059. I am an honest. Like,
I mean, yeah, no, lying is great in every relationship, whether it's your parents, your significant other. Go ahead and lie.
Okay, but how how big of D-bags would your parents be? Like, how does this come up? Like, you're having dinner and it's like, Tiffany told you, right? Like, you might be able to ride the lie.
I don't even know. Like, am I just being silly for just freaking out? Should I just confess to him?
Yeah.
And then...
Can you imagine? Can you imagine your dad pulling your husband to the side and going, "Hey, how are things? I know there's a rough patch." Like, maybe it's not at the dinner table, but maybe it's just, "Hey,
that's what I'm really afraid of." You know, I mean, to be honest, and he'll be like, "What are you talking about?"
I've definitely been in situations. This is why I don't lie anymore.
Yeah, like, you're gonna get caught no matter what.
Because then you end up, you're in a sitcom where you're like, wait, don't go. I'll come with you to the whatever store that you.
That's what this is. It's like a sitcom but without the laugh track.
Yeah.
Like, well, we can come with you and just hang out on the side and.
Because they're gonna go to Cabela's, and you're gonna be like, I want to go, and it's like, what do you want at Cabela's?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like. You're just going to have to insert yourself in every situation, and that's the only way you're going to make sure
but what
that
happens
you don't get caught.
What happens if your husband and your dad go to Cabela's?
I can't like keep doing it for the rest of my life, or can I?
No, if you get through this trip, you might be fine. Yeah, there's a point.
What happens if they go together and then her husband buys something and puts it on the credit card and he's like, you know, wink, wink, the wife doesn't need to know about this one, huh, Pops? And he's like, what? It's like he's got a debt now. I could see it coming up accidentally, even if it's not the parents being D-bags, whatever.
Sorry,
not to insult your parents.
I don't. And at no point before we get calls here, you're just not willing to go ahead and do what you promised to do. You're not gonna go tell him.
Well, that's the thing. That's my question. Should I just? You know, because he's very judgmental about, you know, finances. I've been lying, but also it's like, how could you have let that happen?
Because was there a time limit on your parents? I mean, they probably didn't make you sign anything. So you're like, I told him before you came next. Technically,
there was not
right?
a time limit mentioned. But should I just, you know, hope that it doesn't come up? And, you know, should I just confess to my mom? Like, just look, I haven't had the balls to him, so shut up.
We're going to get you the right answer. I don't normally condone lying, but lying might be the right answer. But just hang tight. Don't move, Tiffany. She's screwed.
Yeah.
So should she just try to lie because she screwed either way? So maybe we can make it through this weekend and just...
I don't see why it would come up.
I could see it coming up in like a random, not a direct like, so how are finances kind of thing, but just a check-in with the parents. So are things doing better? How are you guys doing?
And it's like, no, we're great. And if he goes, yeah, no, we're great. Everything's great. Then are they going to go?
They're going to say, so the debt, we're good. And he's going to go, what debt?
I don't know if that's so...
Or do the parents deep down, do they know that she didn't tell? Because the husband... Or would they be expecting the husband to reach out and say thank you at some point? Or is he just like, they're all embarrassed and it's just an awkward conversation. Nobody wants to have it. We're just moving forward. I don't know. Do they think deep down, like, we haven't heard from her husband.
I don't know what to do. Because I just don't... It's all downside if you tell.
But there's a chance of upside if you lie.
I think the opposite.
Just keep it. Because maybe it won't come up.
I know there's a reason that I love you this much.
We'll play the odds.
Yeah. Roll the dice. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? The thing that you don't want to happen is going to happen anyway.
True.
Should she continue the lie? Should she go to her parents and say, I never told? Or should she actually tell the truth to her husband about getting deep, deep in debt? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tiffany. This whole subject, I can't get totally into it, but I can. I can't. Okay.
There's a lot going on right here. Okay.
Well, I've lived through this, not with my own spouses, but with... relatives of people that I've dated.
Okay.
And they got into that spending pattern. Basically what happened is Tiffany got herself deep, 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 deep in debt without her husband knowing. And somebody that I know did the same thing. And he never found out.
Oh, wow.
Because the parents bailed it out. But let me say this. And I didn't want to bring this up before, but I have to because we're having technical difficulties with our phones. So, what eventually happened is if you take somebody who's willing to lie about money and you enable them, then they go, I got by with that lie.
What else can I lie about?
Let's try this lie.
No.
And let's try this lie.
I didn't even think about that.
And this lie. And then if you keep bailing somebody out who has destructive behavior, they will continue to destroy.
Of course.
Until their marriage was in shambles.
And then... did he end up finding out about?
He found out
it all
about
come crashing down?
The four problems later.
Oh.
He found out about the new stuff. It turned into infidelity, is what it did. Because she was just people bailed her out of everything up until that point. So I guess what I'm saying is if you missed it, so Tiffany like got the money from her parents, but her parents said the only caveat is you've got to tell your husband. She hasn't, and they're coming.
Which, good on the parents. It seems like they had some foresight kind of to what you're saying. It's like, you gotta
hold yourself accountable here.
But then how do you make sure she did it? So they haven't, and she's afraid when they come out. I mean, my only thinking is what I was saying before, and I don't want to beat this horse into the ground. When does that come up? There's just no place in a conversation with like, have you guys confessed all your sins to one? It's like, you just don't, that's not dinner conversation.
No, but there might be an easier conversation, like I said, where it's very casual and it's like, you guys aren't struggling anymore, right? And the husband would be like, I didn't know we were. Please tell
struggling
me more.
With what? Yeah.
Yeah. Just little slips that could be like, that was weird. Why did she say that? Yeah.
Yeah. That was an odd comment. And then now knowing what else could be, if I were a parent in this situation, I would absolutely want proof that you told them.
I think knowing what I saw happen, if this were my children, I would go, I'll bring you the money. But I'm handing it to him.
Ooh.
I like that.
Because then I know you told him. It's like, I'm going to bail my daughter, who I clearly failed in teaching her how to do finances. I'm going to bail you, husband, who's taken on my crazy daughter. I'm going to bail the both of you out. But I have to hand you the check, and you have to understand why I'm giving you this money. because then you know she told. But in this case, like, she's going to get by with it. And this person that I'm talking about, she did the finance thing like 5 different times before she moved on to infidelity.
Oh my gosh. Because
they just kept bailing her out. Like, it starts with she'd get a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They'd pay for it. Oh, we don't want your husband to know you got in trouble. And then she bought some like expensive sunglasses, and then it became purses, and then it became
cars.
Yeah. And then it became a man.
Oh no. That is on the parent. That's too many times to bail them out. Right. Yeah. Like, you gotta,
no one is being accountable.
Yeah. I did. Like, we got one text. They say to come, she should come clean to her husband and say, it's already done. You can tell him lesson learned. It's over. Let's move past it. I kind of like that. Just like, you know, I did something bad, but I've learned a lot, so we don't even need to really get into it.
So we're not going
to
discuss it?
I found a solution, don't worry.
I hate that.
I slept with the entire Denver Nuggets roster, but I'm over it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You don't think... Okay. There's a little tiny argument in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's not little tiny, because you...
It's a cosmic argument, kind of.
Oh.
We've been told, Aaron and I have been told, by more than one, what do we call those people?
What do we call them?
Yeah, what's the nice word we use for?
Crystal-loving, like astrology.
Astrologists.
Yes.
There we go.
Like fledgling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Astrologists.
The hippy-dippy people.
Yeah, kinda. That very soon, within the next couple of days, our
debt to society...
Because if you've been listening to this show, I am not going to run down the laundry list of things that have gone wrong. But, I mean...
It's been nonstop for the entire year.
Mm-hmm. I watched the most dramatic television. I rewatching Yellowstone and going, try living through my last 2 months.
Yeah.
You stupid Dutton family. My life is hard. It's been hard.
It's been one thing after another, after another, after another. Yeah. For a while now. And it's affecting all of us. I feel like it's been in my life too, even though I'm not an Aries like you two are, but I don't know if it's rubbing off on me or something.
Well, you have
but...
to be around us, and we are not happy people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's not what I want to hear.
Aaron, do you think you come off as like a happy person?
Yeah.
Okay. But we know you're faking it.
No.
Yes. It's just, we do.
No.
Tiak, back me up.
It's because I walk into the room here and there's just so much negativity. But when I leave here, it's a lot better.
Hold on. And you don't think you're a part of the negativity?
Oh, no.
In this room?
I absolutely add to it, but I feel it and then add on.
So, okay. Let's get to the root cause then. Mm-hmm. Who's the root cause of the negativity in this room?
I don't know.
Yeah. Who's bringing it? Who's starting it?
We do need someone to just come in here and sage it, honestly.
Can we just sage it ourselves?
I don't trust us.
What do you mean you don't trust us?
To do
us?
It right.
There's that negativity.
You just...
No. Oh,
yeah, thank you, Tiak.
No.
I think we can
I'm
do
saying
it.
We
I'm
are
a glass is half sage.
How do you do it?
You light the sage on fire.
Wrong.
What?
No, you don't light it on fire.
Hey, do you light it and then you blow it out? You do. I've saged. I have saged.
I have never saged.
You
really?
Haven't?
I haven't.
Yeah, but you...
You guys are making me think about
no,
it,
No, but you don't... But you don't... Like, where... Like, you don't go to the grocery store and buy sage. You know that, right? Oh, God, look at his face.
Exactly my point. We are
inadequate.
You go
to the sage? Where do you get it? What store?
It's not fresh sage. It's like old sage. It's like dried sage.
Bundled with other stuff.
And it's like bundled. Yes, and it's tied together. Like, I had one that was tied with like all these different colors of thread that I believe...
Means certain things?
Well, it was like it was from a friend of mine who... is an indigenous person.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it had a lot of more earthly connection or whatever. And then I know I didn't do it right for my house because my house is huge and you got to go everywhere.
And like counterclockwise, you have to leave a window and a door open.
Hold on. Is that true?
Yes. That's
There's
why
a
I'm
direction?
Saying we need a professional.
Is there a sager listening right now?
Maybe it's clockwise. You do have to go in a certain direction. I don't know which one.
It does feel risky because I don't really know what I'm doing. I agree with Aaron. It's kind of like we need a professional. We need
just
someone.
Light,
to, we're going to make it worse. We're going to do something. We're going to summon something.
No, you're not going to summon anything. You're just trying to, I don't know what the smoke does, but it just kind of pulls the bad spirits out or something. Can somebody just come and sage me from head to toe and then we'll see who the.
See, and that's the thing. You're supposed to sage yourself first and then the room and then I think yourself again or something. I don't know.
Do you sage your like bracelets and stuff?
You can to clean them.
I think you're supposed to sage your bracelets and put them out in the sun or something.
We All need right. a bro.
Long story longer, our astrology friends have said within the next couple of days, life is going to get better. There's something with our moon or something
it
with our...
It was like the four powerful signs. I don't know what they are.
Our fire sign or something. Somewhere. Everything's going to get better. And then they said the words that made me cringe, but it was, we've been paying a karmic debt.
A 16-year-long karmic debt.
16-year-long. Wow. So all the bad crap that's happened to me, a lot of bad things have happened for the last, I mean, it's been, I've had a good stretch of some bad things. Okay. So knowing that, Aaron and I are both like sort of the thing in like a running video where we're both just kind of like leaning forward, stretching for the finish
chest
line.
Just first,
like,
just going. Oh, yeah.
Get us to that day.
It's specifically Aries are one of them, right?
Yes,
and you
it's
two
Aries.
Are both Aries because I'm a Taurus, but I don't think it's affecting me, but it is affecting me because we're around. I don't know.
So here's the reason we're talking about it today. Because T-Hack has a daughter who is also an Aries. And you think maybe she's being affected by this.
I do. Yeah, I didn't put it together. She's been very cranky, just kind of like she's not that way, but she just wants to be held all the time. And it's like pretty hard for my wife who works at home, for me, I'm working at home when I'm there in the mornings or whatever. And it's like she's just very all of a sudden very needy. And my wife said, well, she is also an Aries, so maybe she's part of the whole Slacker and Aaron thing that's going on. Maybe she got sucked into that.
Which is kind of fair in its own weird little way. I'll accept Hazel into our Aries group.
Okay.
But all I said before we went on the air and why this has taken over the last 5 minutes of our lives is when our day comes that Aaron and I are released from this karmic debt.
And Hazel, hopefully.
May I finish?
Okay.
When Aaron and I are released from our cosmic debt, karmic, cosmic debt, I feel like we will then be showered with great things. Like we deserve.
I hope so. I really do.
Like we are stretched forward, chest out, like hitting that finish line.
Hanging
16
on by
years,
a thread.
God. And you said it before we went on the air also, your thread got cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not hanging on by anything.
I'm unhinged.
You're dangling.
Yeah.
I'm with you. My Fred is thrayed. Okay. All I'm saying is I believe that karma works. Like we've had bad karma and here comes the good karma. It's going to be great. And T-Hack has the huevos to go, great, can't wait for Hazel to reap the rewards. Hazel doesn't get to reap the rewards.
Why not?
Because she's put in, we put in 16 years, bro, 32 years between the two of us. That little rat can't just.
You just accepted her into your Aries thing.
Yes, she only gets as much reward as the time she's put in. So
no, you were trying to make yourself feel better because you're more deserving of the karmic madness that happened to her. She's been alive for 18 months, so that's 19.
I just don't like thinking that an 18-month-old has had a bad life.
But then Slacker's like, well, maybe just all the good stuff that's going to happen to us, maybe just won't happen to her.
And it won't.
She doesn't. What the heck?
She doesn't. How would she deserve that?
She's my daughter. She's the light of my life. She deserves it, the world and more.
She can call me after 16 years.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's mirrors.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I don't know what. I need a new primary care doctor.
Yeah, you haven't found one? I feel like it's been a while. You are due for a checkup.
No, because now I just do kind of concierge things. Like when I wanted a blood test, remember I went to like a church?
Right. Makes sense. Okay.
No, you can get other things done. Like I want to...
At a church?
No, this was just like a like some sort of... I keep wanting to say Lifeline, but that's the puppy rescue, I think.
Yeah, Lifeline Puppy Rescue.
But there's also I think there's a Lifeline Medical Services or something.
Okay.
And they just do blood tests and like one day they're at like this church in North Glen, then they're at a church in like... They're at the big church by Mile High or whatever that...
They're traveling.
Yeah, Lifeline Screening.
Yeah, there you go.
That
those
looks
guys.
Like something.
Yeah, I went to them. Rather than getting a primary care doctor.
Mm.
But how did we end up on this topic?
I don't know.
Aaron has a male gynecologist. I just want to start the whole thing right there.
Fresh start.
I find that weird.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't know because I don't want to come.
He's never done me dirty. He knows what he's doing.
Can you use other weird?
I meant he's been a great doctor.
Is that a positive review or is that a negative review?
I'm not sure.
I'm still waiting.
I swear. Okay. When I was married, my now ex-wife had a gyno that she followed forever because she had some ovarian cysts when she was very young and this woman took care of her and blah, blah, blah. Well, fast forward. She took on a male gyno partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the line, this sounds terrible. The line, this guy was smoldering. Mm. He had like McDreamy hair. He had a little bit longer, a little bit of gray streaks in it.
Nice.
Just the right amount of like mousse or whatever you could, Dapper Dan, you know, like whatever. His hair just kind of slicked back and just.
How do you know what he looks like?
Because he would come out in the waiting room and
okay, you went to the appointments as well.
Yes. Well, because it was like prenatal care at that point.
Oh, okay.
Like, not like I went in to go like, I'll be monitoring.
Is he accepting new patients? Sounds like a dream.
Seriously, all these women were there because he's hot. In fact, it's a long story, but a guy who's on another radio station, his like sister ran into me like, do you know Nick? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm a sister. And by the way, I saw you, Dr. Franco. Oh, I think that's actually his name.
Let me search.
And she's like, isn't he so hot? I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't want my doctor, one, to be a woman, not because I think she's inferior, because she doesn't have my stuff. And two, I don't want her anywhere near my age. Like, you do start age out of doctors, but like I have always felt very strongly about a doctor being older than me.
So that's one thing that is kind of interesting now, because my dentist is my age. And that's
it's
kind
so
of
weird.
It is a little weird, but it's like you went to school, like I'm getting older, whatever, it's fine. But it was just a little shock. So having a younger...
Having a young dude like down in your lady junk
He's older, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. That's his job. Yeah.
And obviously, he's never done you dirty.
I meant that he looks out. He knows what to look for.
But he doesn't have this. Okay. Everyone can, whatever, be mad at what I'm going to say. Fine. But he doesn't have the stuff. Yes, he studied. Got it. But there's something about like, it hurts right here. And it's like, oh, okay. Like I've had that. And that's like when your right ovary is just like paining or like. Like, there's something about
Thank God
knowing.
You're not a doctor.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
You're saying you don't want to go buy the Rolls Royce and the salesperson drives home in a Hyundai.
Kind of, yes.
Because you're kind of like, well, do you even, you just work here, or do you live this life, or do you, like, you might know.
I think a closer analogy is, if you ever gone to a gym, and it's like, hey, I'm one of the trainers here, and you look at them and go, okay, no. Like, a trainer should be a bit of a meathead, or
I think that, I would hate to say that analogy makes sense, but that one does, but when it gets applied to a gyno, I don't think it works, because the world, has said that it's better to have a male gyno because they don't know, so they're a little more gentle, whereas a female is like that. I have this pain too, accept it, and like... Yeah.
If you're a female gyno, please 303-222-5423. Just call in. I want to talk to you.
That's me. I have this pain too.
But like, it's still fine. That's their job. I don't care.
I have
treat
heard
me
that,
as
like,
a good patient, and I'll be one.
Because the female gyno is more aware of your flexibility level and will sometimes test the limits of that.
It does differ person to person.
But I don't know if you want to, I don't like hearing the word gentle, because gentle feels, I don't know why. It just feels relations-y. I don't want them to be gentle. Oh. I just want them to be thorough and like just the right amount of hardness. I don't, what's the right word that's not gentle? Intentional, like something.
Okay.
I don't want you to be soft. I don't want you to be like, here, why? Oh, let me, who's a good little fella? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I just want them to do whatever they're supposed to be doing. Exactly. I don't know what they're going to be doing. Like, if you need to touch it harder, if you need to touch it softer, I don't know about that.
Do you have a female doctor?
I do now.
Why aren't you yelling at him for the phrases, but I got yelled at for my phrase?
No, because I put you on a pedestal. And I don't...
I did him dirty.
You really do have a female doctor.
I do,
Has she touched your junk?
No, she didn't.
Well, then she's not your doctor.
I was ready for it. I would have absolutely let her.
You were ready for it? What does that mean?
I wasn't supposed to have my pants off already, I guess.
So you're fine with it. Is she younger than you?
No, she's probably a little older than me. Just a little. I don't. I've never really thought about that. I don't go to the doctor that much, I guess. But when I was a kid, they're just, that's the doc, and they just did whatever they're supposed to do. And then now that I'm older, it's just, that's the doc. I don't know.
If you're,
and then they didn't even touch me. They were just like, "You're fine. Get out of here." What's
you're going to get a
what's
colonic.
That copay looking like?
No, just if somebody's going to touch your butt a lot, like you're going to get a colonic, or you're going to get like a scope, a colonoscopy. Who do you want that to be?
Someone who is skilled and has the qualifications.
No, incorrect.
Why does it matter? I'm knocked out.
No, because you're going to eventually wake up, and you don't want a smoke show. I don't want to wake up to
that
a smoke
like
show.
A you problem.
It could be. I'm wondering if I'm the only person. Like, if you're like kind of going under, and then you like wake up, and there's just like this gorgeous doctor. If McDreamy standing there and was like, the inside of you, like you just don't want that. Do you?
I don't care.
Yeah, I would. Truly. I would want that, I would think. Yeah.
I want...
Whatever's going on in this room, I want to be a part of it. There's hot people in here.
We're all going to do each other dirty?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Somebody spit on me and I need help.
Kinky. Oh, sorry.
It's not like...
I know the show's bad, but come on, people. Give us a break in public.
No. I can't give too many details.
Okay.
Okay. Now it sounded like it was kinky.
No. Okay. But like, you know that as part of this job, maybe the people listening don't know, but sometimes we interact with people who buy advertising, or we interact with people who also work in radio, or we interact with people who are social media influencers, or we interact with upper management. Like, there's different times where we have to actually act
professional,
semi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. So I was in one of those situations.
So I hate those situations.
That's exactly what I'm
talking
about.
It's not us. We don't belong in them.
It's not me.
I'm wearing cargo pants.
100%.
This guy's got a tie on. Like, there's already, it's weird.
I'm not saying it was a guy or a girl.
Okay.
And I'm not saying whether they were wearing a tie. Will you stop trying to narrow it down?
Sorry.
Because I don't want to say. But have you ever been around a person who, I don't know what it is, but like, it looks almost like a tacky buildup.
Ah.
And when they talk, it goes like,
yeah,
and it
and
stretches
like white
out sometimes. Mm-hmm. It goes,
Like Venom, like the super, like just all.
You I'm can telling see you, it? Aaron knows exactly what I'm talking about, and you just haven't been around somebody. It's like, how do you?
Sometimes it will happen to me if I brush my teeth and then put on chapstick.
Really?
Yeah, where you get just like a weird film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to wipe it off, but it's like it's very tacky and just.
And so it like sometimes on certain words, if the words start with an M or whatever, it's like, so my, and it's like, and you watch it like stretch out and go, woo, and then it goes snap and it lands on their bottom.
I don't understand how people can go with it. I'm literally wipe. If you see me like wiping my face frantically.
Because you feel it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I want to do that right now really bad. I'm very self-conscious. Yes. Just, we're talking about
this,
the mouth stuff.
As a total side note.
Dry now.
No, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like if. I am struggling so hard to not touch my mouth right now because Aaron said the C word.
Yep.
If someone says the C word, I have to like...
Touch your lips.
If Aaron gets out chapstick...
You lick your lips, you touch your lips, something. You have to do something.
Yeah.
Chapstick is like the... There are no commercials for chapstick for a very specific reason. Because if anybody has it, everyone buys it.
It's the ultimate, just word of mouth. Somebody says it.
Mouth legitimately. There was once I was watching... I don't want to say that either, but like there was a guy on the news.
Secrets
well,
today.
No, he was a famous guy. He was on the news and he was like talking and they had a whole segment. He was a doctor and he was on there and it was like, he had the thing and it just kept going. And like he could have been talking about the meaning of life and I couldn't hear it because you're just seeing the snapping and the whatever. So this person who's either a member of management or a client, or a marketing person, or a social influencer, all people considerably more important than me, is having that issue. So it's snap, snap, snap. And it finally snapped and just kind of landed on their lip, and then they weren't getting it. They weren't, okay?
Oh, no.
So then they said a plosive.
A word
with a P. Like
pumpkin
pie. And it's like, and this thing is big enough.
Oh gosh.
It's significant enough that I'm going to tell you this. I'm not the most perceptive person, but I have no doubt in my mind.
Perceptive person.
Jesus. There's no doubt in my mind that they saw it come off of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they saw it land on me.
Oh,
wait, where?
Real, almost in my mouth.
Stop.
So it's there.
What do you do? Do you wipe
That's
it off?
That's my question. Oh.
You gotta just wipe it off, but keep talking.
Because
you're both aware.
But are we?
Yeah.
Because it's the worst feeling in the world, and I just wanted everyone to just kumbaya around it. Sometimes in here,
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Because I'm the type of person, I will tell you if you have something in your teeth.
Do I have something in my teeth right now?
I will tell you if you have the buildup on your lips. You've got a hair dangling from your beard, and I can't stop staring at it.
I do?
Yeah. It's on your left.
Is it stuck in it?
Yeah.
So it's not my hair, it's somebody else's
Correct.
Hair?
Correct. Yeah. I think you got it.
Maybe it came across in the... Whatever we're calling
in
that.
In the transfer?
Yeah, the transfer.
It's like there are times in this room when I'm real excited and like in the middle of the summer with the windows open, staring at downtown, and I feel the spray come out of my mouth and I'm like, duck, Aaron, please duck. Because I can feel.
Oh.
But I don't think it could get to you. There's screens that...
There's been a couple of times where it has, and I just wipe my face and we continue.
Is that what that umbrella's for?
You're in the splash zone. Okay. I love your answer, Aaron, but I think you're wrong.
Why?
I don't know, because I felt like, at the moment, your instinct is to... Like a bug landed on you, wipe it. You can't subtly wipe.
You can be smooth about it.
You gotta like, ah! And I'm like, this person is important.
You just like, okay.
Oh no, that hurt my feelings so bad the way you just did that. I don't think you can.
Don't normally, if that happens, I've heard that before with the person who does it is like, I'm sorry, I think I just spit.
Should or something.
Yeah, and then it kind of takes it like, I'm so sorry, and then you just kind of keep
moving.
But it
was moving. Like, dude, it was like they spit a curd of cottage cheese at me. It was it was like, and I'm like, please, God. Gust of wind, anything, and it's just, and it's on me.
So you just left? You didn't say anything? You didn't wipe it? You just left it there? That's got to be the worst.
Exactly. That's the worst.
Would it be worse if I ate it?
Stop.
I didn't, but I thought about it. There's a certain point.
How would you?
I don't know. Just sort of like
wipe it on their tie.
Oh my gosh.
Please text into 51059 what I should have done and what they should have done. I don't think I would point it out. If I spit on you, I wouldn't be like, oh, bro, I spit on your face.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just be like, oh, excuse me, I think I've heard people kind of play it off. Yeah, like, you can play it off.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna get a little cottage cheese in my mouth.
No. No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about fire bands and why you should listen to them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story about why you should listen to me and not eat sushi.
I don't like where this is going.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tokyo.
Oh!
I'm sure there's some good sushi there.
There is a sushi restaurant in Tokyo, and you know they on the conveyor belts where they go around and
you're saying
there used to be one in the tech center.
I know Sushirama. I never went over there.
I went there once, like the day before it closed.
I don't know how to tell you this, but good sushi restaurants, I feel, my therapy words, I don't think they have a conveyor belt in them. I'm gonna throw that out there. I feel like when you adopt the conveyor belt model, you have let go of the quality control of your sushi.
Well, this was a sushi restaurant that had that conveyor belt, and that conveyor belt just went haywire. It decided to accelerate at maximum speed, and it started launching plates of sushi.
The sushi was fine.
It was launching?
It's dangerous. It's projectiles flying around. People are getting hit in the head and stuff.
Opening their mouths, trying to catch it.
Exactly.
I was cloudy with a chance of meatballs that room. I am going to just open my mouth and let meatballs hit me in the throat.
I would throw some, too. I'd get one in.
No.
Like, I've always make it a full-on food fight.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a part of it. This would be the chance.
Like, hold on. You're saying the conveyor belt can go fast enough to throw things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, customers ducked as sushi rolls became projectiles. And finally, one quick-thinking chef, he used a serving tray as a shield.
Oh, my
he's supposed to be kind of in charge. He's just protecting them from the flying sushi.
Smart.
Eat sushi at your own risk.
No!
That's all I'm saying. It's dangerous.
Just don't eat where there's a conveyor
belt.
Could
be dangerous.
My story also not from Florida.
Mm.
It's from Connecticut.
I don't know how they sound there.
Yeah. Is that like Boston?
Sure. Let's go F up some smart kids. Yeah. Ask not what you can do for your country.
Ask
what your country can do for you. There's a dude who read an article about a fire ban in his neighborhood and went, oh, fire? It's been cold outside. I think I'm going to light my fire pit today.
Oh, no.
So he went out back and used a bunch of matches and a bunch of, you know, accelerant and whatnot. Could not get the fire to light and was out of matches.
Oh, no.
So he ran to the grocery store to buy some more matches. Unfortunately, while he was gone, the little embers lit fire. And he started a giant brush fire.
Oh, no.
While he was at the store, the fire pit ignited. It grew. It spread. Bombs, fires, dinosaurs warring on distant planets, cracks on the earth.
Wow.
Dogs and cats living together. Fire department had to be called. Fire burned up his entire backyard and melted a 50-foot section of vinyl fence.
Wow.
He's in jail, though. $10,000.
Okay, well, good.
There's a come on, set this yard on fire joke that's listed in my story, but I'm not going to do it.
To be honest, I didn't know it was a joke. Come on. What is that? Is that from something?
Like, come on, baby, light my... It's like, come on, set the yard on fire.
Oh.
It's time to set the yard on fire!
You're doing it. It was good.
All right, well, those were all the stupid people we could find. There it is. That's... Sushi's here.
Hey, it's cooked fish.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.